8:45. I'd like to call the Mesa City Council meeting of Monday, August 13th, 2007 to order. We'll begin with an invocation led by Dr. Blaine Mays of the Community Church of New Thought, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance offered tonight by Councilmember Scott Summers. Would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge?
Heavenly Father, we give thanks that your infinite spirit of wisdom continues to move through the minds and the hearts, the thoughts, feelings, and decisions of our council members, also moving in and through all of those who are involved in this evening's discussions, implementations. Indeed, we are grateful that your spirit is uppermost and paramount in all that is considered and all that is done for the greatest good and the highest good of the citizens of Mesa. Amen.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to welcome the Boy Scouts here this evening. I see a couple of different troops that came in, and this would be the time to read the consent agenda item into the record.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item two, approval of minutes from previous meetings as amended. Item 5A, act on location transfer liquor store license for Walmart Supercenter number 2482, 857 North Dobson Road. Item 5B, act on new beer and wine store license for Le Seafood Wholesale Retailer, 502 South Dobson Road number 8. Item 5C, act on new restaurant license for Average Joe Bar and Grill, 1749 West Main Street, number 10. Item 5D, act on new restaurant license for California Pizza Kitchen, 1850 South Val Vista Drive. Item 5E, act on new restaurant license for the Cheesecake Factory, 6613 East Southern Avenue, number 1502. Item 5F, act on new restaurant license for Isla Morala Fish Company, 1133 North Dobson Road. Item 5G, act on new restaurant license for Pita Jungle, 1850 West Southern Avenue. Item 5H, act on new restaurant license for Ross Sushi, 1652 South Val Vista Drive, number 101. Item 6A, act on bingo application for Hometown Crescent Run 3, 8500 East Southern Avenue. Item 7A, act on contract for one replacement heavy-duty truck with telescopic derrick, $166,773.02. Item 7B, act on contract for one replacement three-ton truck, $97,121.83. Item 7C, act on contract for one replacement heavy-duty truck, $332,910.93. Item 7D, act on two-year renewal supply contract for police vehicle repair and maintenance, $735,000 annually. Item 7E, act on two-year renewal supply contract for police motorcycle repair and maintenance, $150,000 annually. Item 7F, act on three-year supply contract for Ford GM and Chrysler Jeep parts, $385,000 annually. Item 7G, act on contract for one-year extension of authorization to purchase automotive lighting, $54,050 annually. Item 7H, act on contract for 30 roll-off containers, $110,009.05. Item 7I, act on two-year renewal of supply contract for slurry seal sand, $219,687.26 annually. Item 7J, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for asphalt materials, $771,740.90 annually. Item 7K, act on contract for 30 traffic signals, uninterruptible power supply system, $123,753. Item 7L, Act on Two-Year Renewal Supply Contract for Electric Meters, $126,324.07. Item 7M, Act on Two-Year Renewal Supply Contract for Pad Mount Switchgear, $72,491.66 annually. Item 7N, Act on Contract for Purchase of Leakage Control Detection System, $150,385.60. Item 7O, Act on 15-Month Service Contract for Insecticide Painting of Manholes, $100,004.45. Item 7P, Act on Dollar Limit Increase to Supply Contract for Catatonic Emulsion Polymer, $215,155 annually. Item 7Q, Act on Extension and Dollar Limit Increase to Supply Contract for Tires, $903,465.80. Item 7R, Act on Contract for One Regenerative Air Street Sweep Sweeper, $165,287.06. Item 7T, Act on Contract for Neighborhood Street Lighting, Area 2, $424,329.40. Item 8B, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Annexation Case A-06-28, Annex Northwest Corner of Broadway Road and 82nd Way. Item 8C, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-43, 8659 East Pecos Road for an office warehouse development. Item 8D, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-56, 2800 North Sossaman Road for a rezone. Item 8E, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-71, 200 South Haas Road for a rezone. Item 8F, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-72, 7611 East Palm Lane for a rezone. Item 8G, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-73, 221 South Power Road for a medical office building. Item 8H, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-75, 3820 North Haas Road for future development of a single residence. Item 8I, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-76, 3225 South Power Road for industrial office complex. Item 8J, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-77, 1460 North Alta Mesa Drive for a townhouse community. Item 8K, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-80, 8000 East Brown Road for assisted living facility. Item 8L, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-81, 1202 North Power Road for convenience store and fuel pumps. Item 8M, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-82, 2434 East Southern Avenue for commercial child care facility. Item 8N, Introduce Ordinance for August 27th, Zoning Case 07-83, 4225 East University Drive to convert apartments to townhomes. Item 9C, Act on Resolution for Animal Control and Pounding and Shelter Services for $68,472.32. Item 9D, Act on Resolution for a Grant Application for $35,000 to the Gila River Indian Community. Item 9E has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 9F, Act on Resolution for Grant Application for $200,000 to the Gila River Indian Community. Item 9G, Act on Resolution for a Grant Application for $30,000 to Gila River Indian Community. Item 9H, Act on Resolution for Grant Application for $175,000 to Gila River Indian Community. Item 9I, Act on Resolution for Creating East Valley Gang and Criminal Information Fusion Center. Item 9J, Act on Resolution to Provide a Mesa Detective to the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Fugitive Task Force. Item 9K, Act on Resolution for Overtime Earned by a Mesa Detective Assigned to the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. Item 9L, Act on Resolution to Execute an Intergovernmental Agreement with Gilbert Unified School District Number 41. Item 9M, Take Action on Resolution to Execute an Intergovernmental Agreement with Mesa Unified School District Number 4. Item 9N, Act on Resolution to Extinguish Portion of Public Utilities Easement at 2202 West Enid Avenue. Item 9O, Act on Resolution to Vacate Alley between East Draper Street and East 7th Place. Item 9P, Act on Resolution to Vacate Alley between East 1st Street and East 1st Place. Item 9Q, Act on Resolution to Correct Typographical Error in the Design Review Board and Administrative Review Fees. Item 9R, Act on Resolution to Accept Grant Funds in the Amount of $143,750 for training to assist at-risk youth. Item 9S, Act on Resolution to Accept Grant Funds in the Amount of $181,050 for Victims of Crime Act. Item 9T, act on resolution to accept grant funds for $135,000 to purchase hardware and software for forensics. Item 9U, act on resolution to accept future airport improvement program grants from the FAA. Item 9V, take action on resolution for the construction of the Echo Ramp expansion at Falcon Field Airport. Item 9W, act on resolution for the design slash construction of the Northwest Quadrant taxiway extension at Falcon Field. Item 9X, act on resolution for reimbursement up to $75,000 per year for 3 years to provide childhood immunizations. Item 9Y, act on resolution to provide two-way radio communication services to Town of Gilbert. Item 9Z, act on resolution for regional street lighting and traffic signal improvements at 5229 South Power Road. Item 9AA, act on resolution to execute a termination of the deposition and development agreement. Item 9BB, act on resolution to grant sale of city-owned property at northwest corner of Main and Country Club. Item 10A has been deleted. Item 10B, act on ordinance to amend sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 11A, act on subdivision plat, Mountain Vista Marketplace, 10400 East Southern Avenue. Item 12, approve write-off of utility and miscellaneous accounts for $319,666 and $867,169. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Okay, downstairs at the study session, I had item number 9E pulled. I'd like to go ahead and put it back on consent if nobody has an objection. That was a grant application with the Gila Inn reservation. So if they will include that in a motion for approval of the consent. Vice Mayor?
Mayor, I will make a motion, assuming we have others that need to be pulled. Sorry.
We do, Vice Mayor. excuse me. We have citizens that would like to speak to the bottom of page 10. It's Z07-43. That's agenda item 8C. I also have on page 13, the middle of that page is agenda item 8L. That's Z07-81.
Okay, you ready for a motion now, Mayor?
Okay, ready for a motion.
Okay, I will move that we approve the consent agenda with the addition of item 9E, which is approving and supporting the submittal of a grant application to the Gila River Indian Community and deletion of items 8C and 8L.
Okay, is there a second? All right, I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval of the consent agenda as the motion stated. Any discussion? Okay, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes of the consent agenda. The first item then not on the consent agenda is actually on page 2 if you're following along. This is to discuss, take public comment, and take action on the following minor general plan amendment, zoning case, and right-of-way abandonment. This is a public hearing on minor general plan amendment, and that amendment is 07-03. And this was continued from the July 9th council meeting. And we have a resolution, an ordinance, and also a resolution for an abandonment that are all wrapped up in this. And the address is 1350 West Main Street. It's located west of Alma School Road and north of Main Street. It's 3.32 plus or minus acres. This is a minor general plan amendment to change the general plan land use map from mixed use residential, which includes 30% mixed use residential, 30% at 15 dwelling units per acre, to high density residential, 15 plus dwelling units per acre. And this will allow the development of a mixed-use office residential and townhouse development plan. So that we are under item 3A on this, and this is the time for the public hearing and discussion on that. You can also, if you want to, talk about the resolution and the ordinance. And I have some speakers that have requested to speak. So why don't we go ahead and hear from them first. We also have an applicant in this case, Typically, what we do on this is we have a procedure, I guess, because it's a public hearing. Let me do the public hearing portion first, and then I'll make sure the applicant can make some statements, too. That's Carson Kohlfeldt, followed by Marilyn Winderstrom.
Council, I'm Carson Kohlfeldt. I reside at 1425 West Pepper Place. My objections to the project are the same as they've been from the very beginning, going from a single residence to a high density with no buffer zone and an increase in traffic simply because you close off one of the streets that accesses the neighborhood. It's going to all transfer. This is strictly from my viewpoint. I live on the corner of Rogers and Pepper. All that traffic that would have been on that end is now going to be on my street. It's still only a small access to the area, but there are two businesses on there also, in addition to now what they're going to put there, which is, what, 50-some-odd units with two vehicles, presumably, per residence. going in and out of Main Street from there, they're not going to do it. They're going to come back on the side streets on Pepper. We're going to get all that traffic back there. It's the same objection I had before. It's a foregone conclusion. I know this is a formality tonight. However, I would just like to say that no matter which way it goes, sooner or later, I'm going to lose, either in the sense that the project won't go as proceeded and it'll end up in rentals, which will bring the property values just right out the bottom of the barrel. If it is a success, then I don't see how it's really going to help me any. If it does, great for me, and you won't hear from me. However, during the time period between now and the time it either succeeds or fails, this may change. There may be somebody else sitting in your seat, won't do me any good to come say I told you so, because they weren't the ones who voted it in. Money usually gets what they want. In this case, they did. I hope it works.
Marilyn Winderstrom.
Mayor, Council, Marilyn Winderstrom, 1112 North Center Street. I just have an inquiry based on a document that's in the public record in your packets that I just came across today, and I was very puzzled about. I would like an explanation. Back in March, there was a meeting of the Mesa Grand Community Alliance where the applicant and the owner and whoever explained all of this, and the following day, there was a letter that was sent by the director of the West Mesa Community Development Corporation to the applicant, Mr. Fred. Everybody else has named that Fred Woods, and the owner, Mr. Dan Randall. And it says, we can bring some, to the two of them, he says, we can bring some money to help upgrade things a little. We have about $10,000 we can spend on something to make it special. This is marketing gold, historic preservations meets light rail, meets development, win-win, so many levers. The paper, so many levels. The papers will have a field day with the whole thing. State Farm will love all the angles and maybe give us some more money to do some more fun like this. And my understanding is that the West Mesa Community Development Corporation is funded with CDGB funds, and what I want to know is how can the director offer the applicant and the owner $10,000? Is that out of, does he have the authority? Does that come from CDGB funds, or how can that happen with that dollar amount to for this quasi municipal official? This is his name is Dave Richens, as the director of this, that is funded totally by city CDGB funds, to make this kind of offer to the applicant and the owner. And if somebody could answer that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to respond at this time? I think we have a response for you, Mayor.
The West Mesa CDC has grant funding from State Farm for projects, and that's what this is. Marilyn, I've lost track of where Marilyn ended up.
She's over here.
Okay, so they have grant funding from State Farm, and that's what he was referencing there.
I think you have a staff member there that can brief you a little bit more, Marilyn. All right. Okay, Ralph Smith.
Yes, I'm Ralph Smith, 1402 West Pepper Place. Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council members, I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Hopefully you received a letter that I sent to each of you in regard to this, and I'm going to just kind of read from that letter just in, you know, for the sake of trying to get through this in 3 minutes. I apologize in advance for that. This proposed development has been thus far quite frustrating for residents in our community because, in principle, some of us would really like to support this kind of development along Main Street if it were comprehensively designed and presented in a sensitive manner. In this case, however, a property owner is proposing to take over a public right-of-way which currently provides vehicular and pedestrian access, property frontage, and curb appeal to adjacent property owners. They purchased their property with these amenities, and the value of their property depends on these amenities. This poses a profound impact on the community. Thus, the design of the remainder of Standish Street, that is, the section of Standish Street from Pepper Place to the border of the proposed development, must be included in this proposal and reviewed by the appropriate bodies in order to assure the community that the design will, one, remedy the physical orientation impact on adjacent properties to a degree that is acceptable to the owners and maintains the value of their property, and two, avoid leaving a poorly designed area of blight in the neighborhood. The homes at the intersection of Standish Street and Pepper Place are not disposable. They are nice properties long occupied by good people. And this is not a case where eminent domain applies. This is a private property owner impacting other property owners with no clear indication of true benefit to the community. This has already been shown to be unconstitutional many times over. In addition, we know that the abandonment of Standish Street, as Mesa is recommending, would have an uncertain traffic impact on the community and would have an uncertain drainage impact. Professional studies should be completed and thoroughly analyzed before approval is granted. As you are aware, the process is about commitment. This process is about commitment. The applicant makes a commitment to the community in the form of drawings and other documents and refines the commitment until the community, represented by this body and other governing bodies, is comfortable with the commitment. Why would we require the commitment for only a portion of the public right-of-way, which is to be deeded to the developer for his use, when the remainder will then become useless as a public right-of-way? If there is no design, no drawings, there is no commitment and no responsibility of the community. I urge you to send this proposal back to the Design Review Board for a comprehensive review, which includes the remainder of the design. Thank you very much for your service to the community.
Okay, is there anyone else that came this evening to address the council on item 3A, which is the public hearing portion? We will also have the opportunity under 3B and 3C, as it turns out also. Anyone else? All right, then I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. Let's go to item 3B, which is to take action on the following resolution. And that, again, is the minor general plan amendment to change the residential land use designations, as I've read earlier, for the property at 1350 West Main Street. And let me go ahead and at this time call David Udall. David, did you want to speak first?
Would you like to speak about all three?
If you'd like to, that would be the resolution, the ordinance, and the abandonment.
Okay. It's my pleasure to be representing Danny Randall, Mulberry Business Park. We have with us here tonight Mr. Fred Woods. My name is David Udall, 30 West 1st Street. Attorney, pleased to be representing this project. You've seen this before. We came before you a couple of months ago, and we concluded that we obviously didn't have the votes to make this pass. We went back to the neighborhood. The property has been redesigned. Some of the things that Mr. Smith spoke about have in fact been redesigned. Generally, the neighbors are supportive. Are there a few that still are not? You heard from a couple of them tonight. But as a general proposition, they are supportive of the proposition. We're about a half a mile, three quarters of a mile from the light rail station down at the old Fiesta Mall. I think the general consensus of staff, as well as the P&Z, this is a great use to bring a loft, work, live properties onto Main Street, as well as some condominiums in the rear. It's been reduced from 57 to 55 units after we met with the neighbors, went back to P&Z, where it initially had a 3-3 vote. P&Z liked what we had done. It came with P&Z on a 5-0-2 absent vote. We've been to design review. They've given us a unanimous approval. And this is an exciting transformational project, I think, for West Mesa. What is there now is C3 zoning for the old tracker boat. Prior to that, it was Rambler, I think, wasn't it? Jeep many years ago. The Randalls are giving up C3 in exchange for the multifamily. There's also a large sign on there that we'll be giving up that's several thousand dollars a month. So they're running a risk as this as well. One of the issues that has been there from the beginning is the abandonment of Standage Street, which bifurcates the Randall property, runs down the middle of it, and it also extends between Mrs. Stewart and Mrs. Coleman. And what the discussions with them have been, we Randalls will fix up their properties. Ralph Smith, in fact, drew some drawings that were attached to the agreement that Mrs. Joanne Stewart signed, when she signed the petition to abandon the property. And Mrs. Coleman has also signed. So we have the two immediately impacted owners that have expressed preference to having the entirety of Standage abandoned so that it goes from, so it doesn't go from Maine to their place. The alternative, of course, would be for a cultist to abandon the property for 250 feet on the Randall piece and then put in a cul-de-sac. From Mr. Randall's perspective, that's far cheaper, but he's made a commitment to those two ladies that he'll fix up their properties, and that is our preference, to abandon the entire street. So I think it's interesting in terms of the abandonment of the street. A year or so ago, the neighborhood was clamoring to get a federal grant to close several of those streets. As you may remember, Rogers and Standage, and I don't recall the other names, but they wanted to close those because of the high degree of crime along the street. So it's find it a little incongruous now that some of them are saying, well, we really don't want to close that. But it makes sense. It comes with unanimous recommendation from all of the city bodies and pretty much strong neighborhood support, albeit a few that prefer not to do it. We have Fred Woods here, who's prepared to answer technical questions that you may have, and that's our case. We'd be happy to answer questions.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant or Mr. Woods? Vice Mayor.
Would you mind addressing the drainage issue for just a minute? Maybe it would be Fred, or maybe it would be our staff. They'll have to make sure that as that street is closed and abandoned,
exactly,
that meets the city standards in terms of drainage. And I see, Fred, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, one of the requirements of your approval is all requirements of engineering. And obviously, we're not going to build it if your engineering says, hey, you haven't taken care of the drainage.
And the drainage also on the abandoned portion up by Joanne Wood's house.
That would be correct.
Mrs. Coleman's house.
Fred, do you want to address that?
Yes, absolutely. But to say, you know, do we know exactly how that's all going to be accomplished? We really don't. But we will be hiring a civil engineer that will be getting involved in that. And all of those technical questions, obviously, will have to be satisfied. And we plan on doing that. City staff is aware of how it drains and the issues that are there, and we certainly are going to be responsible to have to address those issues.
And would that come back, John and Jack, I'm looking over at you, would that come back to city staff for looking at those plans?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, yes, it will, and our civil engineering section will review it and make sure that all drainage will be on-site retained.
Okay. I just want to make sure of that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Councilmember Griswold.
Mr. Udall.
Yes.
You mentioned about a sign coming down. Are you talking about the tracker sign? Are you talking about a billboard?
There's a large billboard there that generates several thousand dollars. The tracker sign will also come down, but this is a significant financial give-up for the Randalls. Over.
Getting rid of some of the old signs along there and having a whole new street front then?
That would be correct. We had to do something to get the mayor's vote.
Thank you.
Just kidding, Mayor.
Not by much. All right. Any other questions on this? All right. This is item 3B. Are there any other requests to speak? That's all the speakers I have.
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Then I have a motion by Councilmember Rawls for approval. Is there a second? Seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. Any other council discussion? Tom.
I just want to make one comment. It's unfortunately that he's left, but the first speaker indicated that he couldn't identify how the development of this property would benefit him. I just find that a fascinating concept in a negative way. I'm not aware of any duty on the part of any developer when they develop a property to not only not harm their neighbors, but to positively benefit them. If we ever get to that level of requirements for zoning cases and land use, we might as well just, again, paint the hammer and sickle on our flag and move forward. But I just found that I could not let that comment go without some comment.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Rex.
I also found it interesting when I drove down and looked at that area, how close the streets are together. In none of the newer parts of town do you have streets that close together. You just don't do that anymore. And there is one every few hundred yards that goes through. This makes it probably a more modern way. You don't want traffic racing through your areas. When you make it straight and easy, you tend to get the speeding problems. When you have things turn a little bit, you generally slow down traffic going through an area. So a lot of my areas have asked streets to be closed off, and we won't do it. But I'll be very interested to see what happens with traffic in that area. Things slow down a little bit and a little quieter and safer.
Okay, I have a motion and a second for approval of General Plan Minor Amendment 07-03. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item is item 3C. This is taking action on the following ordinance. And that again is for the property at 1350 West Main Street. And that'll allow the rezoning from C3 to C1BIZ, CUP, and R4BIZ in site plan review. This request will then allow the development of a mixed-use office, retail, and townhouse development. And I have the motion maker, Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval. Any discussion on the ordinance? Seeing none, would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item is item 3D. This is a take action on the following resolution. This is vacating a portion of North Standage Street located between West Main Street and West Pepper Street. They're recommending alternative, or the motion would be to, for alternative one in that portion of North Standage Street from Main Street north to West Pepper Place would be vacated if this passes. There was some discussion earlier about whether there'd be a cul-de-sac or not, and the whole thing is going to be abandoned, as it turns out. I have a motion for approval of this resolution by Councilmember Rawls, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Any other discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. All right, Okay. The next item is on page 3. It's item number 4. And this is to conduct a public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the following proposed annexations. And we have two this evening. First one is number 07-07. This is annexing land north and west of Southern Avenue and Ellsworth Road. It's 1.12 plus or minus acres and initiated by the property owner, James Ford. Are there any requests to speak at the public hearing?
I have none, Mayor.
All right. Did anybody come this evening to address the council on this proposed release of petitions for annexation? All right. I'll go ahead and declare the public hearing closed. And we'll move on to 4B. This is annexation Z07-16 in District 5. annexing land located on Crisman Road north of Brown Road. That's 0.15 plus or minus acres, initiated by the property owner, Warren Peterson. Are there any requests to speak on the release petitions on this item?
None, Mayor.
Okay. Any citizens that came this evening? All right, then I'll declare the public hearing closed. The next item, we'll move over to page 9, the following, and that is 7S. And this is an item that has some asphalt paving work construction. I still have a lease and an ownership interest in property that is occupied by businesses that have the potential to be bidders. So I will declare that as a potential conflict of interest and refrain from discussion and voting and turn this item over to Vice Mayor Walters.
Thank you, Mayor. This is West Dora Street Improvements, 149 North Phyllis to 2227 West Dora Street. The project completes the street improvements on the south side of Dora Street along existing residential neighborhood that fronts onto Dora Street. It's recommended that the award go to C Investments Incorporated, doing business as R.K. Sanders, for a total award of $48,679.66. The funding is available from CDBG funds. Do we have any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right, then I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Griswold. Is there any council discussion on this? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
Okay, the next item is on page 10. It's item 8A, and this is an introduction of an ordinance and setting August 27th, 2007 as the date of the public hearing on the ordinance. This is A06-27, District 5. This is annexing land located at the northeast corner of Haas Road and McDowell Road. It's 151.41 plus or minus acres, initiated by one of the property owners, Jack Gunter. And we have a request to speak by Mr. Gunter.
Mayor Hawker, council members, my name is Jack Gunter, resident of Maricopa County Island at 8540 East McDowell. We started the process about 1.5 years ago. Thunder Mountain, as you mentioned, is made up of 151 acres with 135 lots, or about 1 acre for each lot. We maintain our own streets and recently added a $20,000 security system. This is a community that Mesa should be proud to annex. And if or when there is ever a property tax, the city will certainly want our subdivision. Also, the city will receive increased income in future years of about $10,000 per year instead of the county receiving that money. In addition, the revenues from the garbage collection will increase immediately by about $30,000 a year. 70% of our homeowners signed a petition requesting annexation, which the city received a couple months ago. I also sent out a letter asking if anyone was adamantly opposed to annexation, and not one person responded. We should be annexed into the city, and we should be grandfathered by the prior rules, as when we received the petitions. If I had known the rules were going to change, I could have had the petitions in within a month of receipt, and you would have accepted us under the old rules, but I thought we had a year to complete the process. You have a whole legal staff that most of the time can give you an answer no. As a city council, you need to take a stand and say yes. We should be granted annexation under the old rules since we started under the old rules. We were given the petitions under the old rules, and our community signed the petitions in good faith under the old rules. And from a legal standpoint, this would be a wonderful test case with 70% of our population wanting to be annexed. And there is nothing that will show our values decline because of joining the city. Frankly, a lot of us think that the values would be enhanced because we are part of the city rather than being a county island. During the past November elections, there were a number of propositions which were voted down or different than you would have preferred. Time and again, the campaign slogans were, "We cannot trust the council. We cannot trust the city of Mesa to perform." I ask you to vote for the annexation of Thunder Mountain Estates and prove these people wrong based upon being grandfathered. To recap, you should vote for our city or for our annexation because we should be grandfathered under the old rules. The city will have a net increase in income. We maintain our own streets and have a good security system, so there really is no cost to the city. A vast majority of our homeowners want to be in Mesa, and it is the right thing to do. Thank you very much. I'll answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Let me just ask a quick legal question here. Is there any precedent on the time petitions are pulled versus legislative actions? Did they have a date in the legislative act that would have allowed the old rules to apply instead of the 207?
No, Mayor, there aren't. Because the petitions came in and they are asking for annexation now after Prop 207 has been passed and made effective, Prop 207 does apply. So the council cannot grandfather them in. I believe what he's asking is for the council to accept the risk that those who have not signed a waiver and have not signed the petition assume the risk of a potential lawsuit.
Okay, thanks.
That's a great risk.
All right, council discussion. Vice Mayor.
First of all, I have to compliment you. You told me it was going to take you 2 minutes and 45 seconds. You were within 2 seconds of that, which is absolutely amazing, because usually when you get up there, one of two things happens. Either your mouth doesn't work or you start going really, really fast. So that was pretty amazing. I'd love to have you in the city. As a matter of fact, I think you'd be fabulous in the city. My concern is that we put funds of the city in jeopardy to defend a 207 claim when we know that that risk is out there, and it's a real risk. I would tend to agree with you that I think that the value of the property will be enhanced, not decreased. Can he take out a new set of petitions? Can we go through this and we annex in the properties that are in Thunder Mountain Estate that want to be annexed in? I know we can't do it with this current set of petitions, but can he take out new petitions?
Mayor, Vice Mayor, that is correct. He can start the process over again. Unfortunately, there's also a state statute that requires a 45-day wait before he can start that process, but we've been talking with him about how we can do that, maybe do it in some pieces, and bring in those people who are ready to come to the city now and get it done.
Because that, you know, that's, to me, that's the answer here, that we, and the 45-day wait after a year and a half doesn't feel like quite the end of the universe. I'm sorry that we can't bring everybody in at once, but, you know, who knows? Maybe when people see that they're going to be left out, maybe they'll be jumping on board to sign up. So we might have the very effect that we're hoping to get.
Let me ask a question. If the sentiment is to go back out and get the signatures now that we know that there's new rules, if we deny the introduction, does that mean the time frame starts ticking today instead of on the 27th?
Mayor, that would be correct. If okay. You choose tonight to not introduce this, that you're effectively killing it, then we can say that it's this one's over, and we can start that clock on a new 45 days.
All right. Okay. Other questions, discussion? Tom.
Just want to say that I, on these issues in particular, I'm not as concerned about the Prop 207 as I expressed when we adopted this policy. However, I want you to know that I wouldn't have voted for the annexation, because until I know that everyone wants in, I am not in favor of people being brought into the city against their will. Now, there may have been no one who was against their will, but I've got 30 people out there who I don't know whether they're opposed or not. So I would have been against it for another reason, and I still will be tonight for that reason, but not for the 207 reason.
Let me ask one other question to staff. Logistically, if there is the same type of response where it's 70-30, are we set up now as a community to do trash pickup on just those houses and some of the other? How do we selectively service an area that part are in the city and part are not?
Mayor, we're working through that now, and we're pretty confident that we'll be able to do that. Certainly, if nothing else, the barrels will be different.
Okay. Just so they don't borrow one from their neighbor. Huh? Okay, I didn't want to give them any ideas there. All right. Okay, any other questions? Councilmember Rawls.
Just to make it clear then, so I think what we need tonight is a motion to deny the introduction of the ordinance. That would be the language that we're looking for.
That would be best in terms of a definitive answer that this action is not going forward, so that the 45 days will begin, Council Member.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody want to attempt a motion at this time?
A
I'm seconding his motion.
I'm sorry I pushed faster than you did. I didn't mean to. It's not in my district or anything, so I wasn't trying to take precedent if anybody wants it. I'll make a motion that we deny the application for annexation of this A06-27.
Okay. And that is being seconded by Vice Mayor Walters. I'm going to support. You just got caught in a time warp there with the legislature and, well, with the 207 being on the ballot. But I think this council has said that as we move forward into the County Islands area, we want those citizens to come in and want to be part of the city and not be forced by either 99 against 1 or whatever the ratio might be. So I think it follows our existing policy. I hope that they see a benefit of city residents, and I hope that we can work out some of the intricacies as far as where you collect trash and where you do the rest so that we know who is and who isn't. And I know we'll have some issues with fire and police response that will be interesting to deal with in the future. But those are also going to be tough decisions for us to make, but I think we're going to have to do that. So I will be supporting the motion this evening. All right. We have a motion then and a second. Would you please vote? Okay, the motion is unanimous in favor of denial.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Next item is 8C. This has been removed this evening, and this again is for the introduction and setting August 27th is the date for the council to hear this. And that's case Z07-43. That's 8659 East Pecos Road, located south and east of Haas Road and Pecos Road. It's 10.59 plus or minus acres. And this is a rezoning from AG to OSPAD for the southern 110 feet of the site and M1 PAD for the remainder of the site and site plan review. This request will allow for the development of an office warehouse development. There is a legal protest that has been filed, so when we do hear this on August 27th and vote on it, obviously we'll be voting tonight too, that it will require 3/4 vote. So we have Diane Woods. Does Diane want to speak on 8C?
She's not present, Your Honor.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion by the council. I have a motion by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Walters for approval of zoning case Z07-43. Would you please?
Introduction
of, thank you very much, and setting August 27th. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Next item is on page 13. This is 8L. This is zoning case Z07-81. And it is 1202 North Power Road, west side, located on the northwest corner of Brown and Power Road. This is a rezoning from R19 to C1 and council use permit and site plan review. This request will allow the development of a convenience store with fuel pumps. And this also has a legal protest with a 3/4 vote. It does, and again, this is setting, August 27th for the date. I have two requests to speak. Lynn?
Spar.
Lynn?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Lynn Spar, 1237 North 67th Street. And I'm just here to let you know that I do still oppose this. I have spoken with my neighbors, and there is a great deal of opposition. I will be in touch with Mr. Griswold, Councilman Griswold, this week. I'll be faxing in some more notarized papers as far as the neighborhood opposing this. And pretty much I just would like to just say that we believe that the quality of life will be impacted. I think that the immediate neighborhood is extremely unhappy. We don't want to stand in the way of progress. We had some plans last year for a bank and a Payway restaurant to go in, and there wasn't any opposition. A Super Circle K with 8 gas pumps and an almost 200-foot canopy out front. in people's backyards is just horrifying to everyone. And I think that as far as balancing the needs and the wants of the community, we have Circle K's, we have Texaco's. I'll be taking pictures of them. Attorney Suzuki spoke at zoning, and he did state that they had checked into possibly doing some expansions on some current ones rather than letting the lease expire and them being closed. And he said that that was not possible because there were residences there. I've checked those locations. Then there are not homes. There are businesses on all four corners. I'm talking about Wrecker and McDowell, and I'm talking about University and Power. I just don't think that this is a good idea. I do think it has a negative impact on property values, and I have a letter from the applicant, David Sleater, dated March 18th, that says no more sales, telling us no more sales, don't sell our property, because it says the restriction does have a negative effect on property value. And that's pretty much it. I just wanted to speak so that you would know that we are here, we do care, we are interested, and we are still opposed. And we will be at the meeting August 27th. Thank you.
I have another card with David. I'm not sure how you... Suzuki? Suzuki?
It's fine. It's late and hot. No need to... Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. David Chizeski, I am the applicant under the current zoning application in front of you. Just very briefly, I wanted to comment, as I saw Ms. Spar here this evening, and this was taken off consent. In terms of the overall context of this project, it is brought before you with staff support. We are in agreement with all staff stipulations, and the project did receive a 7-0 vote for approval at Planning and Zoning Commission. The project essentially consists of combining four lots, two on the immediate corner, which are currently vacant, two to the immediate north, which are occupied by some residents in a fairly poor state of repair right now. The proposed zoning, C1, is essentially a request to take this property back to its original zoning designation. When the property was annexed into the city of Mesa approximately 20 years ago, it was brought in with a concurrent zoning case for a C1 zoning, and at that time was approved for a development with a 9,000 square foot retail center. The proposal in front of you is essentially a C1 zoning case for a 4,400 square foot retail building, less than half of what was originally approved. Through the many months that this has started, and I believe we originally filed preliminary applications on this in January or February, we've held neighborhood meetings, we've talked to a number of the residents. At the neighborhood meeting, I believe it was early May when the neighborhood meeting was held, 250 neighborhood notices were mailed out to all the residences within 1,000 feet of this area, including neighborhood associations and homeowners associations. Seven residents attended that meeting, only three spoke in opposition. To date, we have received a letter of support from the property owner to the immediate north, Mr. John Brazelton. Written letter, staff is in possession of that and will probably be in your packets on the 27th. We have talked to the property owner immediately to the west, to the residential property owner to the west, Mr. David Dalton. He is in support of the Circle K project as well. A couple other items that are important to note is that the project is separated from the adjoining residences, and there are only two residences which immediately adjoin this property. To the west is a large section of C1, which is currently occupied by a veterinary clinic. Then there are two residences. And those residences are separated from the project by about a 24-foot alley. So essentially, the Circle K building accomplishes near double the required setbacks in C1, as the building is almost 45 feet from the adjoining residences. Additionally, we've taken extensive efforts in terms of screening. There will be a 6-foot masonry wall along the entire west and north boundary lines of the property, as well as extensive landscaping, most of which was brought up by comments at the neighborhood meeting and in working with staff. We think we've taken the efforts to make this a good project, take this infill piece of property that has essentially sat vacant for more than 20 years since its annexation, put it back into a vital, good retail commercial use on a very key retail corridor through the city of Mesa and Power Road. We do believe we've taken mitigation measures, and we hope that when this comes before council on the 27th, you will agree and support the project. Thank you very much, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Any questions at this time? All right, thank you very much. Somebody want to make a motion on this one? All right, I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Whalen for the introduction of Z07-81 and setting August 27th as the date for the public hearing and ordinance. review, I guess. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. Excuse me. Next item, then, will be on page 14. This is items 9A and 9B. Councilmember Whalen.
Thank you, Mayor. I do security work for the Mesa Community Action Network, DBA Prehab, and now known as a New Leaf. So therefore, I'll be declaring a conflict on 9A and 9B.
Okay. They are actually the same, although the dollar amounts differ. So let me read 9A, and then I'll give the dollar amount for 9B. 9A is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement between the state of Arizona through the Department of Commerce and the city of Mesa for the award of $91,232 to support the provision of weatherization services provided through Mesa Community Action Network and Prehab of Arizona, DBA, A New Leaf. So that is item number 9A. I have a motion by Vice Mayor Walters for approval, seconded by Councilmember Rawls. So would you, any discussion on this one? No request to speak, would you please vote? Okay, the vote is 6 ayes and 1 abstention by Councilmember Whalen. The second is the same with a different dollar amount. The dollar amount is $5,755, but everything else is exactly the same as 9A. And I have a motion by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval of item 9B. Any discussion? Comments? Please vote. Councilmember Griswold, you want to hit in one more time? The vote is unanimous with 6 ayes with 1 abstention. So it's for approval of item number 9B. The next item is actually items from citizens present. And this is an opportunity for up to 3 citizens to address the council. Do we have any requests to speak this evening?
Yes, we do, Mayor. We're going to hear from Nate Kane.
Nate Kane, 1325 West Keats. Normally when I come before you, I have something to complain about, but this time I've got something positive to say. While you all were enjoying your luxurious vacations and your bottled water, one of your city staffers was hard at work creating the new agenda, which I'm very thrilled to see. So now when we log on and we see the agenda, we see all of the background material that you guys see. And we'll be able to, you know, be more informed, see why you're making the decisions. I think that this will just, you know, be an all-around plus. It's obviously going to take Carla Wagner a little bit more time to prepare the reports, but she'll also be responding to less requests from people like me or Marilyn for documents and backup material. So I think this is really a step forward, and I'm glad to see it's in place, and I want to acknowledge Carla Wagner's efforts there. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have another speaker, Diane Woods.
Actually, my husband and I both wanted to speak, but he likes to be prepared, and obviously, I usually am not. Anyway, I just wanted to say this because we've been wanting to do this for months and we haven't done it. I wanted to thank all of you for being on the council. Now, I know I disagree with a lot of you a lot of the time and about different things, and I hate to say I'll probably still continue to disagree on a lot of things, but I do appreciate your sacrifice, and I want the citizens of Mesa to know that you actually are being public servants. I know you get some money, but you don't get enough. I'm sure you spend more money than what you receive or any other benefits that you get. And Tom, I know that you even mean well and that you don't have a bad agenda, and I disagree with another member's tactics on certain things, but you all that I've ever seen, your intentions are really good, and you want to help and improve the city according to what you think and you try to actually do what a lot of the citizens want to do too. And you really, the city of Mesa goes out of their way to ask the citizens what they would like on this project or that. And I know most of us don't take advantage of that. Going to meetings is not exactly fun, as you probably all know, but I really appreciate your serving, and I'm hoping that those that are elected again, that we'll be lucky and we'll get people who really care and want to make the city better, even though we might not agree with them. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Tom?
Mayor, since you mentioned me by name, I get to speak. So on behalf of all of us, I'll just say thank you on behalf of the mayor and the entire council, Diane.
Okay. Are there any other requests this evening?
I have none, Mayor.
Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. City Council is adjourned. Thank you.